Milo Custom Dealer.
Milo, buenos dias, senor.
Good, buenos dias.
I did that right. Dias.
Yes, sir.
Yes. All right. How we doing? I was wondering if that customer came in for that beautiful, our biggest sale ever, that lab-grown care and a half cushion.
Cushion.
Lab-grown.
No, they never get back. I send it back to you. Then you're supposed to get them.
The care and a half, two and a half?
They're still not coming back, Garrett. The cushion, the elongated cushion, yeah, they don't come yet. She's supposed to send the guy, or the boyfriend, to.
Oh, right, I'm sorry. Okay, all right, so those are coming back. We should get those back. Did you send that with the 3-carat emerald?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so all four you sent back.
All four, yes, I sent them back and wait for this guy. I know that you can send me back, but
yeah, whatever you need.
Yeah. She was saying that she really liked the 2-carat. So it's got to be the 2-carat because base and price is not like, oh, my God.
Right. It's not. Yeah, you 500, 700, or 800.
Yeah, I think that was like 150, 200 bucks difference.
Yeah, stupid.
Absolutely. Yeah, so she said that she liked the 2-carat.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to come on his own to place the order when he's ready.
Okay. All righty.
Yep. Right now I just said the 1.5. What is that? The emerald?
Yeah, the 159 emerald.
Yeah. So
$397. We're like selling Melly now. This is... if I wasn't laughing, I'd be crying.
Better than nothing, Garrett.
I guess.
For that, okay, I need to check if I get the certificate for that emerald.
I can tell you.
Yeah, right.
It's on FedEx vehicle for delivery, so you'll get that today, the certificate.
Okay, sounds
good.
Yeah, just to give it to the guy. I don't like to
hold on to him.
The ring. Yeah, I don't like, not a holding, but I don't want to tell him, come and get your certificate later.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, let's sell something natural. Give me a care and a half call, $6,000, something like that. You know, something juicy.
Yeah, I got some potential clients. They stop in and I don't know what's going on with people here. They don't want to spend the money. I think the election is a huge
thing. That's part of it. We got to get through the election.
I don't know if that's true, but...
It's an excuse we like to use, and... In some part, it is true. I've got some clients that are super political, and I avoid it like the plague, right? I'm like, I don't want to talk to you about politics because then you go off the edge. But it affects their buying, so I can only imagine it affects the end consumer to some degree as well. At the end of the day, left, right, or center, whoever gets voted in, the world turns the next day. We all have bills to pay. We all want to feel good and buy something nice, so... You know, this is my second or third election while working in the industry, and I've noticed that it's weird. I still have people, though, popping on six-figure diamonds. You know, I see big stuff, five to six-figure diamonds every day. So, you know, but on the opposite end, there's fewer of that in between. And don't get me wrong, I'm not unappreciative of the care and a half lab-grown emerald, but I make a percent, whether it's lab or natural, right? So if we're looking at, I can't sell enough lab-grown to make it make sense. That's $3. You know what I mean? So on the wholesale end, it is absolute murder. And I don't think you'll see a lot of people doing it this time next year. Yeah, because if you think about it, if I make 3, my boss might make a larger percentage, but we ship for free. So we're really at this point just performing a service on the smaller stuff. But business models change, and I'm excited to see the next leg as lab-grown goes away.
How many times I'm trying to avoid or I want to stop doing...
watch batteries? Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
It's a headache. You think, shoot, it's $10.
Oh, so now...
The battery cost me $0.60. If I bought a package of batteries, 12 batteries for $11.
Right.
By shipping it like $10, so let's say 20.
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes I want to stop doing it. But like sometimes a customer bring me like 3 or 2 watches and another, at least I make sometimes.
Well, it's a huge markup. It's, you know,
yeah,
60 cents a battery.
And
60 cents a battery and you're charging
people,
$10?
Yeah, most of those people, they pay cash, $10, right?
Yeah.
So if you make 50, 60 bucks, like, oh, nice.
That's dinner and or a couple drinks at the bar. Is now a bad time to ask if I can send you my bag of Invicta watches that I need service?
Yep. Oh, yeah. And especially those Invicta.
I know. They're headaches.
They're like a headache, pain in the butt to close them, and they're huge.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my clients in Seattle always complains to me. He's always bitching. He's like, this guy brought in an Invicta, and I thought they were automatics for some reason, but they're battery?
No, they're not. They are battery.
So he's like, they pull off their giant-ass Invicta to get a battery put in it, and it takes me forever, and I end up scratching the back of it or something and,
yeah,
you know, trying to close it. So, you know, but...
But, I don't know. Sometimes it's the name
when
you pay for it. And Invicta, I don't think they're good watches.
Not anymore. And they were collectible, and they're like Pokemon cards for amateur watch collectors.
Yep.
But,
hey, speaking of people paying the money, yesterday I got this young girl bring me a pearl ring. Got 2 pearls on the side. Like 5 millimeter pearls. This is a silver. Tiffany. And she bring it in the green little pouch with the name Tiffany and blah, blah. And she said the pearl fell out already like 5 times. And they're replacing it. And she's paying for replace it. And
she's paying them to fix a broken...
Yep.
Okay.
And she bring it to me and see if I can do something else to make sure she don't keep losing the pearl. So I explained her, look at my countertop here, I got like a ceramic or like marble thing. And I said, like, listen, this is like if you put a drop here, a crazy glue or epoxy, and it's just going to peel it off with your nail because the surface is smooth. So I tried to explain her how or why she's losing it.
Yeah. Right.
Because the pearl there is smooth and the silver, the metal is smooth. So I said, like, when I do that, I try to do a rough surface on the gold, so make it like a rough surface. And on the pearl, I drill holes on the side so the glue get into the pearl to better.
To hold it, yeah. Shape.
Yes. And I'm saying, like, in this ring, like, I'm thinking, like, in my perspective, I'm like, should not worry, like, it's a cheap ass ring, and she said that she paid $750.
Now, is it a true Tiffany?
Yes.
That's why, right? Stupid.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, are you serious? You pay $750 for this? I'm like, wow. So I can fix your ring and charge you $100.
Right.
Because you think you have this amazing Tiffany ring, but it's like, I put in the scale like 4 grams silver, 32 grams of 1 ounce is $31, I think, right now.
Yeah.
So how much do you have in silver? $1?
Right.
$1 silver. 2 pearls cost like $15.
And they're charging $700.
So you have like
$750 retail.
Material. $750. She's like, oh, yeah, I bought it in California. I'm like, well, it doesn't matter where you
buy it. Right, exactly. You can buy it on the moon. It could be a moon pearl. It doesn't matter. It's not $750.
Oh, my God. I'm like, unbelievable. I'm just like, well, but you got your little pouch, that little green pouch where it said Tiffany and Company.
Yep, and that's all people care about, just like Gucci or anything like that. They wanted to say, like, Coach. I dated a girl in high school who was big into Coach. Imagine me trying to buy a Coach bag as a as a young, starving, high schooler.
Like,
and,
not a teenager, but yeah, like a young kid.
Yeah, absolutely. And she was big into that stuff. And I'm like, it's this black bag with Coach glued to the side of it, you know, stitched into the side. And I'm like, it's or Vera Bradley, another name that she was really big into. Her whole family was big into Vera Bradley and all these designer. Like, I remember one of her birthdays, she had Vera Bradley prints on all of the napkins and plates and like all this disposable stuff, and I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. But people will spend money on luxury and spend money on name brand. So that's why we're here.
I remember when I was giving that example, my kid, because my kid, he sometimes he's like, yeah, he's 11 and he wants nice stuff like Nike shoes, and I'm like,
sure,
I'm not paying $200 for a shoe. Not even
right.
I'm not even wearing the kind of shoes. So I told him like, Owen, why you want the nice stuff when, like, listen, when I was a kid, I played soccer with these kids. They're, like, rich kids, private school. They get to the field with these nice mountain bikes, and they take it off their glasses, and they put it in the pouch. And I was the kid with no shoes, no soccer shoes, or, like, old soccer shoes or tennis shoes, like, all rip-off, and, like, no pants, no nice stuff. And I was the best. I'm like, so you think those kids, they're the best because they got nice shoes? Like, no. That was me who was good, not because I wearing nice shoes. So what will make you think that if you're going to wear nice things, nice clothes, you're going to be better?
Right.
So he started thinking and, you know, kids.
Yeah, no, I mean, they don't understand. They see what other people have and they want it, of course, but like.
Yeah.
Oh.
I live with my kid because he's in the gymnastics group with the other kids.
Yeah.
They wear nice stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got a customer.
Go help him. Let me know if you need anything, okay?
Sounds good, man. Yep.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.